L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome to L'Invité de Clark. Today it's my great pleasure to welcome an old friend on the program, Mary Minsley. She lives in Paris and is the retired owner of a company that welcomes thousands of corporate visitors to Paris to experience the City of Light in all of its glory. Her story is a fascinating one, and I'm speaking to Mary via Zoom from her home in Paris. My interview today will be part one of a two-part interview. Mary, I am so happy you're on the show. Welcome to the L'Invité de Clark.
Delighted.
It's so much fun to see you. Mary and I go back a long ways, but it's always fun to see her and to catch up on old times. But Mary's life has been very interesting, and I think, Mary, maybe we could go back sort of towards the beginning and tell us of your origin, so to speak, and we'll go through that history together.
Okay. I was born in Egypt, number 7. Big family.
Yeah.
My father was born in Aden, and which was a British protectorate. And he had he was married, and his wife died very young, having left him with 4 boys.
Wow.
Then he moved to Egypt because in Aden there were no prospects, and a lot of the Jewish people just emigrated to find ways to live in other countries, and Egypt was one of them. Some people went to Nairobi and to India, but a lot of people did move to Egypt, and my father moved to Port Said. Then that's when he met my mother, and with my mother he had 3 children, another boy, and 2 girls. I'm number 7, and the big gap, because my eldest half-brother was 24 years older than I.
Oh, my. Well, you know what they say, Mary? They save the best for last.
Well, maybe.
I haven't met the other 6, but I'd have met you anyway.
Yes and no. It was interesting, but complicated, and sometimes quite complicated.
So, Port Said, is that near Suez? Where is that exactly?
Yes, it is. And nice little town. I haven't gone back to it. A lot of people I know, family, went back to visit. I didn't. I've been to Egypt twice again, 3 times, in fact, but I never made it to Port Said.
So you must have been an Egyptian citizen at one point.
No. We were British.
Ah, that's right, the British Protectorate.
Yeah, the British Protectorate. So we were British, yes. And my father was very proud of that.
Was it English in the home then you spoke?
No, we spoke Arabic.
Ah, interesting.
And my eldest brothers went to an English school, and then the three last ones went to French schools. My brother, my sister, and myself went to French schools. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and do this as quickly as I can because it's very long.
Okay, we got time.
My eldest brother married in Egypt and worked with my father. My father had an exchange bank. He used to go and do exchange all the people that came with ships from Aden through the Suez Canal, and exchange money for them. He was doing exchange of monies.
Yeah.
He was a self-made man, but very interested in giving education to his children. So apart from, I'm going a little bit backward and forward on this, but it's my eldest brother then lived in Egypt, but the other brothers went to Europe to study various places. Number 2 went to Harriet Watt University.
Oh, is that in Edinburgh?
In Edinburgh, yeah. Number 3, I don't know what he did, but he went to Denmark, studied there, and loved it so much, he stayed there and married there. In fact, I have a niece who's half Danish.
Okay, yeah.
She lives in Rome. And the last of that first 4 boys, he did He went to school in London, London School of Economics, but he turned out he was a chartered accountant.
Yeah.
And all these people were all over the place, and some, you know, I have to cut a long story short because even I don't understand it always. They lived in England, they lived in Israel, and I was the last one of the lot. Things were not doing very well in Egypt, as you know. It was 1948, was the yeah. Israel.
Yes, part of the creation of Israel, isn't it?
Yes, it was very complicated. And in 1952, and you know, I may be vague on these things, but I wasn't always told everything.
That was a long time ago. You weren't very old, for heaven's sakes.
So my father was 19. My sister and my brother left in 1949. And my father was given 24 hours to leave the country.
Oh, my.
He was a persona non grata.
Yes, indeed.
And I always remember him going with his little suitcase. And here I was left with my mother in Egypt.
I
we
see.
Couldn't get out.
You couldn't get out.
They wouldn't let it out.
Wow.
My eldest brother then moved to Cairo with his family. He had a daughter and a son. And my mother and I joined them. So we lived with them in Cairo for 2 years. They thought that I might be, we would be leaving soon, so they didn't put me to school. So I didn't go to school for a whole year. Mm. But when they realized that it wasn't happening, they put me through school. Anyway, after 2 years, we were allowed to leave, and we took the boat. It was an English actually ship to Marseille.
Yeah.
And my sister came to collect us there.
Was it because you had the British electorate? Did you have British passports? That should have protected you somewhere.
We had British passports.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I remember.
Sure. Yeah. Was there when you grew up in Egypt in the early times? Was there sort of a Jewish quarter? Were there a lot of people all together?
Yes. Well, yeah, but they were not just Jewish. We had neighbors that were Greek and you know Italians, and it was totally cosmopolitan.
Sure. When you ended up leaving Cairo, how old were you?
11.
And you went to France, went to Marseille first.
To France, then we traveled to Lausanne.
Lausanne, Switzerland, yeah. So you sort of finished your education then?
Well, finished, no, I started. I was absolutely delighted to be there.
Yeah.
I was 11 and I went to a school and I was really doing very well. And after 2 years, my father decided he wanted me to go to it. My father didn't really want to go to Israel. It was my mother.
I see.
My sister had finished her master's degree, and she had been accepted to study, to do her doctorate in Cambridge, which was quite, you know.
Quite good. Something. Sure.
Anyway, but my mother insisted that she go live in Israel because she thought my father would agree then to move to Israel. My sister agreed very reluctantly and took me with her because they said, you know, she can go as well.
Yeah.
It was complicated because I was the daughter of old parents, particularly my father was 53 when I was born.
I see, yeah.
It was not happy at the time. In fact, to sort of, in a nutshell, I was sheltered from pillar to post, really.
Yeah, it sounds like. Where did you settle in Israel then, ultimately?
Well, my sister met somebody on the boat. Genoa, who said to her that she should send me to a religious school. By the time we arrived in Israel, the schools were all full. It was the summer, and so she put me in a school in Jerusalem, which was absolutely dreadful. And I was miserable. So I was moved again to another school in near Tel Aviv, and it was called the Mossad. Mossad is like a kibbutz, but for children. So you worked half day and went to school half day. And my parents kept on saying, oh, we'll come and live here. Well, my father had no intention of coming to live in Israel. For him, it was just a no-no. So after the third year, I said to my parents, I'm not staying here. So my father agreed to take me back.
How nice.
which was very kind of them. I'll tell you why. Because they sent me to Israel as an immigrant, which means that the country was paying for my upkeep.
I see, yeah.
So my father had to pay
for
3 years of my upkeep.
Well, you know, I'm interviewing Mary Mensley, and we're talking about her very interesting history, going from pillar to post, as she says. How many countries have I counted so far? Let's see, I've got Egypt, I've got, well, France, of course, I've got Switzerland, I'm back to Israel, and now I think I'm going back to France?
I'm going back to Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland. Well, now that all led up to your time when you got out of school, and we're going to start to talk a little bit about some of your business acumen too, because you've done
yes,
a lot
I
of
things. I think so, because you know we could be going on.
Yeah, I can see with seven of you. Yes, it's possible.
Anyway, I've been going backwards and forwards between then London and then Switzerland again and Paris. Anyway, let's talk about just my business, because you know it gets boring.
Well, tell us first about that connection with London, because I think that's interesting.
Okay. I went to live in London twice. In 1963, I moved to London. I just stayed for a year. And I didn't know what I was doing, really. I was sort of doing odd jobs, secretary work here and there and everywhere. And my sister, who lived in Israel, said, you know, you should really give a chance to Israel, come back, da, 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 da. So I went back.
Oh.
So after a year, I went back to Israel. I did a bit of study in the university, but I was not, you know, I couldn't hold on to anything, you know. It was just going from one thing to another. Anyway, I stayed in Israel for about 3 years. I even got married there.
Oh, you did?
But he was not Jewish.
Yes, you rebel.
So that created hell.
Where is he from?
He had a WHO scholarship to become a doctor.
I see.
He was very bright.
Yeah,
very bright.
Yeah.
And he was Cypriot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I did get married. It created havoc with my family in such a to such an extent that I just left him. I was not strong enough.
Did you leave Israel then? No, that's an interesting question.
I left Israel after the Six-Day War.
Okay, 1967?
I was in Jerusalem during the Six-Day War.
Okay, so you left after the Six-Day War in 1967.
I left after the Six-Day War, went to Paris, met somebody. You know, I was going all over the place. You know, I had no
real foundation of any place.
No
that you felt, yeah,
that.
You weren't so grounded, yeah.
So really, my professional life started went to London in 1972.
Yes, you found your place. You found your place.
That's where I found my place.
Yeah.
And so I worked when I was in very briefly when I was in Paris after the Six-Day War. I worked for the Herald Tribune.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
And then I worked for OECD. OECD was an international organization, which is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And after that, I decided I can't carry on like this. I have to have a foundation, do something. And at that time, my parents were still in Switzerland, by the way. They lived in Switzerland for 20 years. And I said I needed frame.
Yeah, it's almost like a career when you think about it. Yeah.
Career.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents decided to leave Switzerland and go and live in London because my mother was bored in Switzerland. She didn't have any friends there or family. And she had lots in London. So one of my brothers said to my father, well, come and stay here for 6 months. And if you like it, go back to Switzerland, pack up and leave. And that's exactly what they did. And I thought, okay, I haven't seen them for a long time. Maybe it would be nice for me to join. So I did that. And my sister-in-law, my brother had married an English lady. My sister-in-law gave me lots of names of employment agencies.
Yes.
And said, take it from there. And I did. And that's how I met Harry Baum.
Well, you know what? That's going to be a great story. But I think we're going to save that for next week. Can we do that?
Yes. Okay.
You won't go anywhere, please. And we will continue and broadcast. I'm with Mary Mensley. And as you can tell, there's never a dull moment. And so we're going to continue with her career aspect of her life, which is coming up next week. So we'll be with you again next week. Thank you.
Lovely.
L'invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.